Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before you watch this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, doesn't wanting to date a dwarf or midget make you a closet pedo? It's more of a fetish if you ask me. If she's over 18 but not tall enough to ride a roller coaster, she's okay in my books. If there's grass on her field, then let's play ball. If her mind and wedding tackle are appropriate size, then what's the problem? But remember guys, even she doesn't date men that are under 6 feet tall. Moving on, I don't care if you believe in the great replacement theory or not. The real fun begins when white Westerners set up expat communities all over the world and let the West collapse. Then there won't be anywhere left for the minorities to flock to, and the AI robots will protect those in new city-state communities while the people on the outside destroy each other. This image is already outdated because Canada is now a lot browner. Number 3, looks like we have a poorly looking lady upset because none of the chads want her. So all she can do now is cut her hair short and become a feminist. Not to mention dye that hair blue and make TikTok posts about how all men are awful to her. All she has to do is go on a diet and then they'll basically want to poke her in her derriere too. And make her into an alpha widow. Up next, Millennial Blackpill asks, would you? But I don't know what that is. Looks like something out of a bad 90s horror film. Looks to me like women are increasingly getting desperate for attention, and attention is one hell of a drug. Can you imagine waking up next to her during a thunderstorm? The only time you could take her out in public and show her off is on Halloween. Number 5, this is how great you'll feel if you love what you do, because it means you'll never work another day in your life. Looks like Buddy here really enjoys inflicting the law on other people. If you want to make your city a better place, then you need to pick this guy to be your chief of police. Many guys would also make this face if they could do this to criminal cucks and simps. Not to mention the blue-haired Broomhildas. Moving on, when you're a woman worth $1 billion, you don't even need a behind. Maybe the reason for that is because she's hiding a Bigglesworth in her panties. She could always do some squats to build them up or get some implants to give her more curves than a plank. This type of behind was also popular back in the 80s. She also appears to have the eyes of a Sith Lord, and they're the only striking feature on her when she's not wearing her fake up. Number 7, we have a gal saying that her boyfriend left her when she told him her body count was 170, after originally telling him that it was only 3. She wants him to be the bad one for leaving her even though she lied about riding the Rooster roller coaster. He figured out that she couldn't bond with him emotionally, so he showed her the door. She's looking for sympathy and to be told she did nothing wrong and that she's not accountable. So predictable. Up next, maybe the whole diversity, equity, and inclusion is a trick to bring back segregation, while making minorities feel good about it. The work of Martin Luther King is being undone by useful idiots. Imagine when eventually countries adopt this policy in cities and states. Maybe this is someone's brilliant plan to end multiculturalism by making it over the top. Number 9 is Sadi, and she says that if you can't fight her baby daddy, then she doesn't want you. But if she already has a baby daddy, then most men definitely don't want her. To me, she doesn't look attractive enough to fight another man for. Besides, you can't fight someone if they're already in jail. The most I would do is buy her baby daddy a beer for leaving her. Also, didn't we already see this as the main plot of the film Scott Pilgrim Saves the World? Moving on, it looks like we have a Broomhilda that thought she deserved a Chad, but after being rejected too many times is wondering if it's possible to be too ugly for a man that she's attracted to. Looks like she's taking the first step to accepting reality. Even if people tell her she's too ugly, like a moth drawn to a flame, she's going to keep chasing unattainable men. Number 11, we have an article about a study debunking the myth that males are better hunters than women, that prehistoric women are better at hunting than men. If that's the case, then why did men evolve with greater spatial perception, eyesight, and strength? The only people that believe this are simps and manginas. While the women are hunting, what were the men doing? Breastfeeding the cave babies, perhaps. We truly are living in cave clown world. Up next, we have a guy complaining that his wife is ignoring a court order and hasn't given him time with his kid for 6 months. The judge took his ex-wife's side and said that it's probably because of something he did, and now wants him to see 5 specialists to convince her that he's no longer a problem, before he forces his ex-wife to let him see the kid again. Even judges throw out their own court orders out the window. Number 13 is probably the most important meme in this video. The one thing preventing most men from getting ahead in life is chasing women. You'll always lose money chasing women, but you'll never lose women chasing money. Chasing your goals while single gives you twice as much time, and you can also save twice as much money, so you can get to your goals 4 times faster. It's the men going their own way multiplier effect. Other pitfalls include taxation, woke governments, and consumerism. Moving on, we have someone that's trying to talk a 23-year-old woman out of a relationship with a 30-year-old man, claiming that he never had much experience with women and is trapping and smothering her. But we all know they're emotionally bonded, and if she leaves him, both will be devastated. The woman telling her to leave him is probably bitter that she'll never get to experience the same feelings again. She's probably fat and miserable and wants everyone else to feel that way too. Aristotle said that men should marry at 37 and women at 18, because that's the top marketplace value of both men and women. He knew this to be true thousands of years ago. Number 15, here are a few Democrats that might replace Biden in the 2024 ballot. I asked what 2 men are doing on this ballot, and then we need more women. Someone corrected me and said, there seem to be 3 men here. It's a Scooby-Doo mystery. I stand corrected. All of these are horrible possibilities, though. My thinking is that even with his flaws, Gruesome Newsome might be the best here. Up next, we have a Daily Star article celebrating a woman that betted 300 lads in 1 year, but still can't find a guy to meet her expectations. She certainly won't now, as she can't emotionally bond with any man ever again. I hope she's looking forward to being 50 and invisible. She's been used more times in a box of tissues than any new guy. His junk is gonna feel like a hot dog thrown down a hallway covered in gonorrhea. Going public like this will also dash her hopes of ever using her gash to get a commitment from any man in the future. Number 17, while growing up, I learned about how the Nazis encouraged people to end themselves, because it would help out the economy, and how horrible they were because of it. Well, now in Canada, our government, which calls everyone else Nazis, is bringing back the policies of Mr. Mustache from the 1930s. I guess this is their attempt to reduce carbon at any cost. But at the same time, they're importing 1 million carbon-based units into the country each year. Instead of saving millions doing this to the average citizens, we could be saving trillions if we started with the politicians. Moving on with the new Wicked movie, the Wicked Witch is now black. Or is that green? I must be colorblind or something like that. I'll go out and eat a salad so I can get proper nutrients for my vision to return. The only thing I'm more excited about than watching this is getting a prostate exam. Number 19, we have a real wicked witch of a judge. She's a superior judge, and during her arrest for domestic assault, she yells out, "You can't arrest me. I'm a superior judge." Let me guess, her partner is female, and they probably thought that she was a trans man when arresting her, so they treated her with that male privilege. When your justice system looks like this, it's time to leave the county or maybe even the country. Up next, we have the typical broken American family these days. I think the stepmom and stepdad should go off and have their own family. Feminists often say that surrogacy is wrong because a child needs a mom in their life. But just imagine how confused kids are these days when they have 2 moms and 2 dads. Co-parenting like this must be so confusing. Number 21, apparently 50% of liberal women under the age of 30 have a mental health issue. This is back in 2020, before COVID's. This is probably an underestimate, and with smartphones, it's probably closer to 100% of liberal women in America. They also ultimately control who gets elected and who doesn't. A lot of this is caused by social media and riding the carousel. Both of these things will have to be curtailed to promote the continuity of civilization at some point. Moving on, truer words have never been spoken or displayed on your screen. It doesn't matter if you stay married or break up, you the man always pays. Why do you think the governments want men to get married? Marriage is the worst investment a man can make, but it's one of the best that the governments, corporations, and women can make. They just don't want you, the man, to know that fact. The only solution to free men are artificial wombs and lover bots. But society will never actually do that in order to prevent male freedom. Number 23, once you understand that these 2 women are chasing after the same guys, you'll understand the problem. For men's sake, it's a good thing that the one on the left can't run very fast when chasing you. The crazy thing is that at least 40% of men would entertain something serious with the girl on the left. They would in fact slow down and let her catch them intentionally. The problem isn't women, but the lack of chads willing to commit to them, it seems. Up next, this should prove that point. only 15% of women show interest in men that are 5'8" on dating apps. That's the average man's height. 60% are interested in men over 6 feet tall. That's a lot of future cat ladies out there. That's why many men are grabbing their passports and heading to places like the Philippines where they can find wives that are 5'0", which see them as if they're 6 feet tall. Men should say we're only interested in dating women that are 130 pounds, and then see what happens. Number 25 and the last one is Megan Rapinoe, saying that fans celebrating her career-ending injury have a special place in hell. I guess it couldn't have happened to a better person. But seriously, studies have shown that women don't show the same level of sportsmanship after losing a match or championship than men do. Then this woman also contradicted herself by saying she didn't believe in God. Fans don't celebrate when you lose, only when you win. I guess she doesn't have any fans. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over to my X account, where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also, remember I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.